Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. Oh, boy, we're going to figure out exactly what the rate cut from the Fed means for real people. You know, folks like you, folks like me. My favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be along at 3:35, get some insight from the good doctor. Now, it's Friday, so I always try and remember a couple of things happen on Friday. I wear red. R-E-D, remember. Everyone deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and it is just an effort that has grown exponentially now that I think about it, but it has grown where you wear something red just to have a visible sign of support for the fine men and women who are serving somewhere other than their home. I ordinarily try and wear a red shirt. Did not have one in rotation today, so thank goodness I am actually like the best of friends with Emily Morrissey. Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So thanks to Emily, I am still fulfilling my red mission, R-E-D. Remember everyone deployed, I am wearing one of Emily's red bracelets. Thank you, Emily, for helping me keep my streak going. I do appreciate that very much. Early voting has commenced. Every single one of us who hates the idea of early voting needs to get out and vote early. Just telling you, flat out. If you give a damn about our beloved Commonwealth, if you would like to do something to help protect Virginia from extremists, from radicals, from very dangerous, disingenuous people, you've got to go out and vote early. I did think it was really a lovely gesture that over in Henrico a little bit earlier today, John Reed was there and Abigail Spamberger was there, and they were each going in to cast their early ballot at the Henrico County Government Building there. And John, not Abigail Spamberger, but John Reed, of course, because he's a Southern gentleman, took a couple of moments to actually walk over there and be very, very polite. Anybody else notice, if you watch the video, Abigail Spamberger is none too happy about it. I mean, she really isn't. If you take a look at it, she is not happy that he's walking over. And you have to wonder how many of her staffers probably got yelled at later on, asking the question, hey, anybody notice this guy? He was polite as always, but you can see. I'm telling you, watch the video. It's up there. Who's it? Channel 6, CBS 6 had it. I think that's where I watched it. I do have it posted over on Facebook. So if you want, if you haven't seen it, then you know what? Just go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I got it posted over there. Speaking of Abigail Spamberger's staff, a couple of rather telling audio clips have been uncovered relating to the Spamberger staff and certain lawsuits and depositions. Jerm, I don't actually know how many. I don't know how many we have. So I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Just play the first one, and then let me know if we got another one after that.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know, because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Abigail Spamberger staff, hard at work. You think they're telling you the truth? How difficult is that question, man? Honest to goodness, how tough is that one? That is about as underhanded a pitch as you can get. You think it's right to make up lies and publish them? Well, gosh, golly, gee whiz. Here's your answer. No. Then you could have said, next question, please. No, of course it's not correct. Does that not give you an example of the depths to which Team Spamberger seems to be operating on a very comfortable basis for themselves? If you were asked to go out and lie, wouldn't you have something to say about it? If you were asked to go out and do something that you knew was simply wrong, would you not say, you know, that's not going to work for me? It might cost you your job. You're absolutely right. You might have to find new employment or start a business or whatever. But aren't we supposed to have some degree of integrity and honesty? Forget decency. I guess decency has simply gone out the window. But integrity and honesty? I think those are important traits. I especially think they're important if you've got someone telling you she's going to be the best choice to run your state, but her employees apparently have a real problem figuring out if it is or is not okay to say something untrue. I know it was long, but I want you to hear it one more time. Jeremy, I want to do cut number one there one more time, please, because I want everybody to pay extra close attention. Go ahead.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know. Because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Wow. It just pains me to hear that. The first part where he asked him, do you think it's legal? He could have said, and it would have sounded a little, but he could have made this argument. He could have said, well, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. I don't really know all that much about legalities. Okay. You could offer that, and you could probably get away with that one. But do you think it's acceptable? Man. All right, let's take a listen to the second clip here, please.
Working with.
Okay. So who, just go straight to the point here, who approved the the article that we're here to discuss, the Democrat Party of Virginia article on the January 6th insurrectionists.
Mm-hmm. It would be the Abigail Spanberger campaign.
The Spanberger campaign?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, you think Abigail Spanberger is involved in the Abigail Spanberger campaign? Well, you got your name attached to it. You probably have some sort of involvement, don't you think? Now, you may not be signing off on every single solitary thing, but if you've got this sort of a hit piece, seems to me you'd be involved. Abigail Spanberger, by the way, won't answer any questions about this issue. Well, she won't answer questions really about anything. And when she does sort of kind of answer, she doesn't actually answer. She obfuscates. She can look you dead in the eyes and just tell you a fanciful tale, which, as we have been able to discern, doesn't actually have a lot of connection to the truth. It is sad. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. Man, it's a little toasty today. There's no doubt about that. We're up around that 90-degree mark. And from the looks of it, that's kind of the way the weekend is going to be. Monday, I will not be here. This is that moment when people who maybe are not the biggest fans of my people say, doggone it. You know, they got another day off. And our days rotate, you know, every year. See, here's the thing. The Jewish calendar is lunar, so the days on the lunar calendar are the same this year as they were last year, but the lunar calendar doesn't line up with the solar calendar, right? So every year it seems like we're moving the stuff around. We kind of sort of are. But so Monday, it's really nice. It doesn't normally work out this way where it works into a three-day weekend, but hey, big win over here. So Monday, I will not be here. It is Rosh Hashanah, if you really want to pronounce it properly, head of the year. Here's the other weird thing. I've told you often that as Jews, if you've got two Jews together, you've got three opinions. We're a rather deliberative, litigious sort of a group in my experience. We like to argue some of the finer points, but since we have some degree of disagreement on some things and real big agreement on other things, we also have more than one New Year, which sounds crazy, I know, and I don't even have anywhere near the time to explain it, but just take my word on this. The big one is Monday, Rosh Hashanah. So if you have a friend who happens to be Jewish and you'd like to wish them a happy New Year, we don't actually wish people a happy New Year. Lashana Tova.
No. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We wish them a good year, but we wish them a sweet year as well. And so you will probably see on a lot of your social media outlets, if you do have friends who happen to be Jewish, you may see a lot of us posting photos of apples and honey. That is the traditional Rosh Hashanah snack. And it's a pretty good one. It really is. And when you stack it up against some of our other snacks for other holidays, it's a really good one. And when you think about it, compared to the number of holidays we have where we're just not supposed to eat anything at all, it's a fasting sort of a day. Yeah, you really do appreciate the apples and honey. You really, really do. Coming up at 3:35, dear friend, brilliant guy, my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Bratt. He's going to be with us. Now, Dave, of course, as you know, is the senior vice president for business relations for Liberty University. And it is, well, it's a beautiful thing that he does over there at Liberty University. But he never joins us on behalf of Liberty University. He just joins us as Dr. Dave Bratt, who's a really cool guy, smart guy who likes to talk about stuff. So I got a couple of things I want to talk to him about. Number one, we finally have the rate cut from the Fed. Was it a quarter point? I think it was a quarter point. And then they said they're envisioning doing two more of those. Is it this year? I don't know. Well, we'll get the details from Dave. And he can, I hope, explain to us how that really benefits or impacts those of us living in the real world. Most of us, I think it will make the entire real estate process somewhat easier. If you're looking to sell your home and you've been thinking, well, should have sold it 2 years ago. The interest rates are so high right now. Some think that nobody's going to buy. It's kept a lot of people out of the game. Well, we now have the lowest mortgage rates in 2 years, 3 years, something like that. So that's a good sign. I think that's going to move a lot of people off the sidelines. And I'm going to ask Dave to talk about the big CEO summit that is coming up out at Liberty in a few weeks. I had the chance to go to the one last year. Oh, what a great experience that was. And I know this year's one is going to be just as good, if not better. Remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? AOC. AOC is apparently running for Senate in New York or President of the United States. These are her two options. And she is, and don't laugh when I say this, but she and her team are brainstorming these options. I want you to take a listen to something here. Because AOC is absolutely outraged that Jimmy Kimmel, a guy with minimal viewership for his program, and I don't even know if his program's ever coming back, but it was at the bottom of the pack. Big difficulties with advertisers. But she celebrated, as I recall, Tucker Carlson. Now, I'm not exactly a big fan of Tucker Carlson at this point in life, but she took special delight when Tucker Carlson was dismissed from Fox News. Let's take a listen to that.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that was arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled, and then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You should ring up your buddy Jimmy Kimmel. Or maybe just want to text him that little clip. 3:25, Jeff Katz, News. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is, it's certainly warmer than it's been the last couple of days. We're right up there. I'm going to call it 85. No, I'm sorry. I got to call it what it is. It's 88. I said almost 90. I'm back it down a little bit, but this whole weekend is definitely going to be closer to 90 than the 70s that we saw a week or so ago. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's fall in central Virginia, so it is what it is. But it is a nice day. If you get the opportunity just to open a window or walk outside for a couple of minutes, boy, it's one of those days where you give God an A for creating this day. Yeah, listen, there's some where I got to tell you, I grade on the curve and he loses a point or two, but this is not one of them. This is an absolutely delightful day. Certain things happen on Friday in addition to always trying to wear red, remember everyone deployed. And again, this week, saved by my dear friend Emily Morrissey at Emily's Bracelets. I was wearing one of her red bracelets to make sure I had the red covered, because red didn't come up in the laundry rotation. That's one of the things that happens on Fridays. And the other thing that happens, and I'm always thankful for, Dr. Dave Brandt, my favorite economist, the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, who joins us every Friday. We talk about some economic stuff. He's never here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's really smart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's a friend, and he answers my calls. And so, Dave, thank you for being here.
Hey, great to be on. Thanks, Jeff.
I got two big things I want to cover with you. One of them, you will be speaking on behalf of Liberty, and that's the big CEO summit that's coming on. But before we get to that, we finally got this rate cut from the Fed. President Trump has been talking about it for a long time. A lot of people have been talking about it. I need you to explain what happened, why it happened, and how it really impacts just regular folks, you, me, and our neighbors.
Yeah, that's an hour lecture, but I'll cram it into a minute. Right.
Okay.
So the Fed has two mandates: to keep price stability, meaning no inflation. They're above that. The inflation is 2-3%, so a little high.
Right.
But then unemployment is where all the mischief takes place. And so right now, with these jobs reports being corrected by a million people, right, the real shenanigans isn't the Fed; it's government. That the big federal government is running $2 trillion deficits per year.
Right.
And the Federal Reserve is accommodating that debt pile that's on the next generation. So that's the real problem. Mm-hmm. Then there's a political debate on the rates. What should you do? And it's no win, because we put ourselves in a terrible economic position. We're in the ditch, for real.
Yeah.
So if you lower rates, you give the animal spirits and the business community a little extra boost. You see that on the stock market, but the stock market represents roughly the richest 10% of the people in the country.
Oh.
Right? It's shocking. Go Google that, you know, statistics. Oh. On the 10% own roughly everything.
Yeah.
Oh. And the rest are not, half the people don't even have a retirement account. Half the people.
Jeez.
And so what are we doing for them? Well, there you've got to do what Trump's doing on the tariffs and bringing capital back here.
Mm-hmm.
That will raise wage rates, right,
right,
for Americans. But they've got to we're spending $7 trillion a year, right? Government spending. All of that has very low productivity. That's got to go back to the people and to business to produce jobs. Right. And we got to get this economy. Everybody knows the stats, right? The kids can't afford houses. The food prices went up 20-30%. They've never come down, right? And so we're still living in that Biden economy, Biden land. We're trying to dig our way out, but we're in a deep, deep hole.
What about these adjustments on the job numbers? I know the president got rid of whoever I think was in charge of doing that sort of stuff, but this isn't just the last couple of months that these books have been cooked. This apparently goes back a long time, right? So everything going back, what, 2, 3, 5 years is off kilter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always had politics, right? You can go back to the founders. They were all shooting each other and having pistol duels.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm preaching some, Nirvana harmony here.
Right.
But, yeah, things got really bad 5 years ago, right? And so they've had two, you know, one I think was an 800,000-person adjustment that they missed.
Yeah.
And this last one was 1 million. I mean, you know, that's not a miss, right? There's something going wrong in the swamp. So everything's become political. There's two sides, unfortunately, right now. And the one side is calling us all fascists and Nazis and everything right now. And, you know, I don't like those terms because I want a smaller federal government. And so the left is just gaslighting everybody, calling you names. The fascism wants a big government. Those who want a big government, that's closer to fascism. I want a very, very small federal government so that can never happen again, that evil.
That's right.
Right? And so it's very simple. And then the name calling, I mean, look at the actions. What can the left say? Right? President Trump was shot. We were censored by every one of the big seven tech firms that own 40% of the S&P 500. They're all on the left.
Yep.
And then we finally got one guy come our way, and they can't take that because it's free speech.
That's right.
And then Charlie, you know, just tragedy this week.
Yeah.
But the young people, the good news is the young people are getting hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And so I think they're starting to pay attention, and they're starting to see that this leftist movement, that really is the matrix, right? They've been trained into that for 30 years thanks to our public school system.
Yep.
So that's the matrix.
Yeah.
The rebels, and the young people are always rebels, right?
Yeah.
And there's something good about that.
That's right.
And the rebels now are going to come out on the side like our founders for freedom. And like, no, you're not controlling my life, Jack.
There you go.
And so I feel it's coming. It's coming back.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, you, of course, spent a huge chunk of your career in academia. So you were interacting with younger folks all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw the disconnect on certain occasions between those who were in academia as a profession and those who were trying to figure out which way they wanted to go, what they wanted to study, what they wanted to do. I'm curious, because what you just said there resonated with me and my perspective, is that the younger people right now are hearing certain folks describe Charlie Kirk as a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, a fascist, a Nazi, all of these things. Well, these younger folks watched Charlie Kirk's videos on TikTok and Instagram and the rest of it, and they know that is nonsense. And I think, like you, they're just calling out and saying, hey, I don't know what your issues are, but you're just full of it, buddy.
Yeah. No, that's right. The videos are floating all over. Young black guy, and he's defending Charlie, and there's a young black woman with beautiful baby, and Charlie goes, that's just a gift from God. I love you guys. You're a gift from God, right?
Yep.
And then he might differ with him on policy later on this and that, but he opens up and says, you're all made in God's image. I mean, what in the world?
Yeah.
And so the young people, unfortunately, over the past 20 years, the left and the faculty, right, they have taken advantage of these young people, and the young people, you know, they're, when I was teaching, they're just cracking jokes that this stuff is absurd, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they'd hand a paper in saying whatever the prof wanted them.
Yeah.
And then some of that seeps in over time, right? When that becomes the dominant position, and the original rights in this country were life, liberty, and happiness, and that was it.
That's right.
Right now you got rights for craziness.
Yep.
Crazy positions. 0.1% of the people. And the founders never met. The rights of minorities absolutely have to be protected always. I've always said that. But they don't get to dictate what goes into kindergarten textbooks teaching sexuality to your kids.
That's right.
And the left is all on board that right now, all the politicians. And you people with votes coming up, man, if you get these next ones wrong, you're going to be held morally responsible when you go upstairs by the coordinator of weather patterns.
you absolutely are. Quite literally, you're going to be accountable. You're going to be accountable. Dave, I mean, we can go on with this sort of stuff forever. I mean, we're talking a lot about the attacks on Charlie Kirk and domestic terrorism because it is a political issue. But let's not avoid the fact, I think you and I, if nobody else, has to call this out. This was an attack on faith as well. This was a brutal attack on a man of faith.
Yep. Yeah, Charlie, he came to Liberty about 5-6 years ago. We were going to start a think tank together.
Oh, wow.
And that turned into another initiative and whatever. But ever since, I've known him and followed him and tracked him and see him here and there. And his faith has grown and grown and grown. And it was just at its peak right now, right?
Yeah.
He and his wife, and it used to be the Constitution and freedom and all that, and it still is. But he got to the guts of it, the core of it. And the core of it, if you don't love people, you're not going to get the rest of the good stuff, right? You're not going to have a constitutional republic. You're not going to have free markets. You're not going to have honest business systems.
That's right.
And the faith is just front and center. So now a lot of young people are cracking the Bibles open, it looks like, across the country. The church attendance is like through the roof.
Yep.
And so this time I think it's for real. And the young women, they saw Erica, and their hearts go out to her because they just see sincerity.
Yes.
And so now you got the young men and the young women all saying, nope, you're lying to me. You're lying to me.
That's right.
And so it's a massive shift in the psyche toward God and the faith. And, you know, don't get hung up with religion. Just look at what God says, right? Go to the Bible. Everyone gets spun up around the axle around all these religious differences. Don't pay any attention to that. Just go to God.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Oh, all right. Well, there's nothing to add to that. There's just nothing to add to that. So let me move on to ask you. I think you can put on your official Liberty Flames hat for this one.
That's right.
But I think you can. Sure. Tell me about the CEO summit that's coming up. I've only been to one, and my gosh, I think I'm still recovering from all of the superstars and the brilliance and the insight, man. I mean, you want to talk about a grand slam. That was incredible. And you got another one coming up.
Yeah, we're on about our fifth one. I'm still recovering, but I just it's a blur to me. I run around like a chicken, but we've got, you know, world-class people coming in. Over the last couple of years, and this year we get even more deeper business talent. Liberty's really ratcheted up the outreach to the business community, and so networking with good conservative faithful friends, it's a great network. Everyone's win-win. It's October 15 and 16. You can come the night before the 14th for the football game if you want to, and we've got a golf tournament. But just go out, just Google Liberty University CEO Summit. You'll find all the information. And we'd love to have all the CEOs, C-suite people there, small business owners, the heartland, right, the manufacturing folks. Show up, lend your voice to the key institutions who stand for what you stand for these days. We need it.
We absolutely do. And I tell you who also needs it. This is, again, a shameless plug on my part for Liberty. I look at the students that were there last year. And of course, it's no shock to you. You're there every day, Dave. But as an outsider, to number one, interact with the students who are, professional, friendly, happy, respectful, and the CEOs. These are world class people that I couldn't even imagine talking to myself. And I've been around the block a time or two. And those folks came off those stages, Dave, and they were saying to these Liberty students, "Hey, here's my cell phone. Just send me a text. I'm going to help you out." My gosh, these are great, great people.
No, I always forget to brag on it. Right, but that's why we bring the CEOs to campus. Once they meet the kids, they can read people in 5 seconds like you can. Right? They see the innocence and the purity and the ethics of these kids, and they go, "You're hired. I don't care what you majored in. I want you working for my firm."
Yeah.
And you're right. These guys, you know, these are, you know, folks in the Judeo-Christian religious tradition, so they come off the stage.
That's right.
And they're human.
Yeah.
And they're not cocky. The subtext is kind of no jerks allowed. You know,
that's right.
If we catch one of them, you know, they're not welcome back. But the great people come back. The men and women CEOs are truly exceptional. And then half of our kids got hired or internships. Half the kids that showed up at the summit last year just from that event.
Yeah.
So the parents out there listening, they're concerned about that, right? Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to force you to brag about it more. Brag about those students.
No, thank you, Jeff.
They're great, great kids. Hey, Dave, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I really do. It's just one of the highlights of my week. Starts the weekend off on the right way. Wishing nothing but the best for you this weekend, and we'll talk again soon, and we'll see each other at that CEO Summit soon.
No, God bless you. Yeah, I just want to refer everybody. I never quote the Bible on the show or whatever, but Genesis 1, in the beginning, the Word created everything, the weather patterns, like Jeff was saying.
Yep.
And then 1 John, same thing. In the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
Very interesting stuff. Go study.
Yeah. Hey, and you should feel free, because apologetics has never been my thing. I believe, I read, but
no,
boy.
No, you're good. You're good.
It's got numbers in it, man. You know, I don't do that. But
that's right.
We'll talk again soon. Have a blessed weekend,
good.
My friend.
All right. God bless you. See you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Dave Bratt from Liberty University. What a great guy. God, I really do. I just think the world of Dave. Love the man. You get exactly what you hear. If you think that Dave is any different when you're just chatting with him, he's not. That's it. And one of the beautiful things that I found about Dave through the years, he is brilliant. Don't ever let him downplay just how brilliant he is. But because he did spend so much time as a college professor, he figured out how to present information almost like in bite-sized pieces. Right? If he just came at you and said this and this, your eyes would get really wide and at least for me, I wouldn't get it. But he's got like little morsels. You go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I get it. I got it. So this CEO Summit coming up is going to be another big one at Liberty. It's in October. And I'm hoping if you're one of these CEOs, you're in that C-suite, you're looking for good quality people. This is the other thing. You want people to come on board with your company at some point. You're going to have such resources there. When you see these kids at Liberty, what kids? I mean, you see these young people at Liberty. They're great students, great accomplishments they've already got. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.